My mom nicknamed me Bam because it's just my initials.
Okay.
So Brianna Ariel Mays. And she was like, you came into this world like Bam. I've always had a very big, bold personality. So that's where that nickname came from.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Powell. And here on the Peach Jam Podcast, I get to introduce you to incredible Georgia musicians. From hometown favorites you already love to brand new voices you're about to discover. It's my job to find different types of people and different types of sounds from all over the Peach State. This podcast is a mix of performances and down-to-earth conversations, all recorded live at the GPB Studios in Midtown Atlanta. On this episode, we'll discover together what exactly it means to be a post-genre musician.
So I'm Bam Fatel. I play post-genre music, which basically just means I'll have a box, and I'm from Atlanta.
So, okay, explain post-genre music.
So basically for me, I just say that because it's like, I don't like to have a, like a box, like a category, a genre, right? It's like, I just make what comes to me. That may be a rock song, a pop song, whatever. I'll say I haven't tapped into country. It's not that I want it. I just haven't yet, you know? So I just kind of like to be a little all over the place with the sound. It's all from the same place, though.
It's a little heavy.
It is a little heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You scream a little bit.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
You don't necessarily look like the way most people who make that type of music.
No. I think the thing too is that there's not necessarily a lack of representation, if that makes sense. There's a lack of it being shown. Mm. I think that there's the same amount of people of color, you know, as the Caucasian people that make this genre. They're just not showcased, you know, so that's how I feel about it.
So you're getting out there and you're going to do your thing.
I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to kick some doors down, bro. That's the plan. Oh, yeah. Pretend a silent soul with spiritual starvation.
Tell me about your heritage and why it's important to you.
I feel like being an American in general, a lot of people like may not be as tapped into the roots as like other people in the world because we're all so blended, which is also beautiful, but also can feel a little bit like unknowing at times. So I wanted to just, for me, I find it important for me because I want to be tapped into like my roots and like understand truly like where I come from the best of my ability to do so. And also just like I have an awesome family. So, you know, it's cool to learn things about different people, you know, that passed before me and things like that.
Tell me the specifics about your ancestry and your makeup.
Okay. So mainly Black, of course. My great grandfather is Choctaw though. So my grandmother's father, and she always talks about him and the stories about him and things like that. And I was just like, that is so neat, you know what I mean, to have that. And so I definitely dived into both aspects of not just like for myself, like my personal heritage. I just wanted to know more about the cultures themselves. So I invested some time in just like learning different like historical events and things that happen. And that's kind of, you know, what I used in the Crush From My Past song, was just kind of tying in those elements. And also like musically, like you can hear like some tribal drums and different like things going on in the song, and I just think that that's so fun. There's also like Viking metal stuff, so like why not switch it up and do it a little different,
right? Yeah, a little like Choctaw metal,
right?
I guess.
Like,
yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah. And you're right, like you can hear the influence in that song.
Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from. It came out great. I love that song so, so much. What's inside you? Reach out to them, embrace the pain. Rise through the ashes, survivors. I stand for them who paid the tribute with pain through the tears, burnt to fear. I'm laying on my back, slain for games, bloody hands in vain.
Are you doing this all on your own, or are you working with a team? Are you signed to a record label? Like, tell me about this.
Listen, man. When I say this is, I don't even want to call it a passion project. This is what I'm supposed to do. And regardless of help or not, I'm going to do it. And I don't have any help right now. I'm not signed. All of my music videos, I co-direct them. I make them with my friends. A lot of my friends do videography and stuff like that. I'm doing my wardrobe and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole very, like, hands-on thing of what I'm doing, which is also why it may take me a little longer, you know, to get things done. But it's moving. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, your music videos are definitely works of art.
Thank you.
And there's visual effects, and there's the, like you said, the wardrobe, and like there's all kinds of stuff. And you're doing it with just a small group of friends.
Yeah, I'm just like, basically, I guess pool. Like, I'm like, okay, you know how to do this. You know how to do this. Okay, like, all right, here's my idea. All right, let's make this work. And yeah, thankfully I have great friends, and they let me pay on my small to no budget, okay? And they bless me, but thankfully I'm surrounded by people that do see my vision and understand what I'm trying to do, so.
Okay, let's talk about the fact that you are not a stranger to the stage or a stranger to being interviewed because of why.
Okay, so my mom was an opera singer and did theater and all that kind of stuff. So I grew up doing that stuff with her. So she had a role. I'd be a little kid on stage doing something on the stage. I did the Color Purple tour with my mom. She directed it. When I was younger as well, I did violin, so I have, you know, orchestra performance there, and just, yeah, so when it comes to that, and then when it comes to being interviewed, I did pageants, so used to being interviewed for those types of reasons, and I enjoy it, though. I like meeting new people and all that kind of stuff.
When you did pageants, did you do it from, like, when you were really little?
No, I started doing pageants, like, I was, like, 20.
Really?
Yeah. And I did it basically up until COVID. And then I stopped doing pageants because of, like, COVID.
Okay.
And I'd do it again.
Yeah?
Right now. Yeah. It's so much fun.
That seems so, so unique. Yes, it's very so random. Yeah. Who just starts doing pageants?
I was like,
when
I want to do that. I really? Want to do that. Yeah, I was like, that looks fun. I wanted to do when I was little. Mom was like, you're not doing that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do it as an adult.
Yeah.
You can't tell me no more. So I'm going to go do pageants. It was fun, though. I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what type of pageants? Is this like where you're Miss Random County something or other?
Like no, so like I did the U.S. Petite pageant.
Okay.
I wish I could remember her name. I feel so bad right now. But she runs it down in Florida. And there's like different pageant systems that are Segway pageants to get to like Miss America and stuff like that. Now, sadly, I'm too short.
Okay.
Or else I would have been hopped on that situation immediately. But basically just like all the kind of like the pageants that lead up to that point, I would do some of those circuits and stuff. But they're fun. I know they have a bad rep, but I enjoyed it. I think it's just kind of more of a, if that's what you want to do. I don't believe in people forcing their kids into stuff for that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But if your kid's enjoying it and they're having fun and all that, I'm like, let them be cutesy and live their best life. I was up there having my grand old time. And I was first runner-up in every pageant that I did.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I originally wanted to be a designer. My grandma taught me to sew when I was real little. I didn't pursue that path, but I do still like piecing things together and like going thrifting, and like I can quick stitch some stuff and make stuff that way. But this outfit is from Akira. I did not make this, but yeah, I love clothes and I love incorporating it into it because I think it's like a form of self-expression, you know, like when you wear something like you like, that's my mood of the day. I may wear this. I may have on sweatpants tomorrow with my hair up in a bun. I may have on like, you know, some crazy high platform boots and like just like goffed out to the nines. You know what I mean? Just whatever I'm feeling. It just helps me like express myself.
You're a unique individual.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Why be normal?
Right?
It's boring. Boo. Don't be normal.
Where does your name come from?
Okay, so my mom nicknamed me Bam because it's just my initials.
Okay.
So Brianna Ariel Mays. And she was like, you came into this world like Bam. I've always had a very big, bold personality. So that's where that nickname came from. And long story short, when I picked my stage name, I was like, I'm just going to go by Bam. Well, that wasn't possible. I had to add a last name because of other people. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay. And I just randomly took this like archetype test, like a, you know, like a female archetype test. It was like, oh, you're a Fatale. And I was like, oh, that's kind of dope. Like, all right, Bam Fatale. It kind of rolls off the tongue nice like that. So that's where the Fatale part came from. And then boom. Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been in Atlanta?
9 years.
Okay.
Yep, 9 years.
What was the driving force to bring you to Georgia?
Oh, honey, it's cornfields where I'm from. Ain't nothing there.
Yeah?
There's nothing there. I just wanted a true opportunity to pursue what I want to do in a bigger city and also expose myself to people I don't know, because where I'm from, my mom knows like pretty much everybody in the music scene, like I said, is a little bit more close-knit, and I think that's probably why I feel that way, because it didn't matter if you did theater or if you were a rapper or if you whatever, everybody pretty much knows each other because it's such a small music community where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I just wanted a better chance, you know what I mean?
And you're from Indiana, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
Yep.
And so if you're looking for a different scene and you're going to go anywhere, you could have gone to Chicago's not far.
I could have gone
to Chicago. You could have gone to New York. Yep. You could have gone to LA.
Yeah.
Why Georgia?
Growing up, like a lot of bands I like are from out of this area. And in general, I know like Atlanta's known as like a hip hop hub, but it's really just a hub of music down here. You know what I mean? There's like every genre down here. So that was part of it. Also, I didn't want to move somewhere where I didn't know people. I have family here. So that felt like a safer choice. And I hate the cold. So three strikes of all gold stars, right? So that's why I chose Georgia, for sure.
Yeah. You can take rights and shift away from
you're an artist.
And it's, oh, yeah.
It's, yes, and it seems like you're an artist in every aspect of your life.
Mm.
Is that right?
I mean, I don't know. I've never had anybody say that to me. It's not honestly something I've thought about. I just kind of do Brie. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, definitely authentic person, which I think throws people off sometimes. Because I'm such a, like, all over the place, for sure. But I don't know. It's not really something I thought about, but I appreciate it.
So is there a difference between Brie and Bam?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's the same thing. I just feel like my name's really common. Like, Brianna's really common. Like, everybody watching this probably knows at least one Brianna. So I was like, let me just use my family nickname. It's the only reason I didn't go with that name. But yes, like one and the same for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who you are on stage and who you are sitting right here is who you are at home.
Yep. One and the same.
You're unique. And it seems like you're an inspiration. Because I feel like a lot of people struggle to be themselves or to be honest and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
How do you overcome that?
I think that I lack whatever like emotion is like fear, maybe, because I've never really given it about other people's opinions on me.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I was raised a Jehovah's Witness, so I was kind of raised ostracized, if that makes sense. So I feel like psychiatry wise, right, that may make more sense of why I just do what I'm doing, because I didn't really have friends and stuff like that anyway. So I was always just kind of in my own little bubble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I left that and kind of went into the world, I was like, oh, it's not necessarily like normal, right, to be how I am. It wasn't, but I didn't realize it wasn't, you know. if that makes sense.
Too late to change it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just who I am. So hopefully you dig with it. If not, then oh well. I don't really know what to tell you.
If you Google your name, one of the top things that comes up is the fact that you're an activist.
Mm.
What does that mean?
I feel like that means something different for each person. You know, for me, I am physically, like, I will go, like, to protest. I will help organize protests. You know what I mean? I like to do, like, fundraising for different charities and whatever not on various different types of things. I was a part of Live Out Loud Charity, which is a suicide prevention charity. I'm a part of Jewish Voice for Peace. It's a charity, an organization, I shouldn't really call it a charity, it's an organization of Jewish people that fight for the liberation of Palestinians and that educate people on what's happening in Palestine. So I've been a part of a lot of different things. And for me, it's just kind of all humanity. And my favorite quote is actually by Princess Diana. And she said, "I'm not a political figure, I'm a humanitarian. I was, not always will be." And I'm like, that's a beautiful way to put that, because it's not about left, right, all that kind of, I don't care about that. Because also being raised a witness, you are not allowed to be involved in politics, which is also one of the few things that I did take with me. I don't want any involvement in that. But if I feel like I can help something and people are being harmed or, you know, whatever, then I will always do that. It doesn't matter who it is, for sure. So for me, that's what my activism is. Activism for somebody else may be, you know, a completely different range of things that they're doing, for sure.
Sunrise, will I ever see you again?
Tell me about the song that we heard, Awaken.
Okay. That's touchy. So about 10 years ago, my boyfriend at the time sadly passed away in his sleep. Freak accident. Doesn't make any sense. And that song's about him. And so normally when you listen to songs about grief, they're like rightfully so depressing, right? I kind of wanted to make a song more like being like, hey, I'm going to see you again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I may be going through a hard time right now, but like, I'm going to keep like fighting to have like a good life and a happy life, even though you're not here, you know? So I wanted to just bring a different element of grief into that type of song. Yeah.
Now, the version that you recorded here is different than what the way you normally do it, right?
Yeah. It's like normally like actually kind of poppy. So some people may not even realize that it's about that because it's very like floor on the floor, you know what I mean? We kind of even slowed it down a little bit and I'm singing it different too. I actually, first time doing it that way, but I actually think I prefer it. So I'll probably end up doing that again.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was a, thanks for asking us to do that because it turned out great.
Yeah. When I send the email and ask for bands to come in, I tell the artist I'm looking for your version of a stripped down performance. And some people go straight acoustic. Some people tell me that they don't unplug, so they don't do anything. But you did a very nice hybrid almost, like of a stripped down, and it was powerful.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I said, it was our first time doing it. And I was like, okay, guys, like, let me sit you guys down and kind of give you my idea. They did a great job, so.
How does it feel when you sing it?
It's hard. It's hard to sing that song, for sure. But I'm happy to do it because it's also healing at the same time. It's like you can't bottle that type of raw energy in there all the time.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, you can find Bam Fatale's music start to finish on GPB's YouTube page. And don't forget to leave a quick rating and review either on YouTube or wherever you're listening to this podcast. It helps more than you know. And if you like what we're doing here on Peach Jam, tell somebody. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, show your mom how to download the podcast. Whoever you can find, tell them. And if this is your first time here, I invite you to go back through the feed and listen to some of the other episodes. You just might find that your next favorite band lives right down the road. Coming up on the next episode of Peach Jam, I'm joined by legends of the Athens music scene.
There's an Athens music walk of fame. It's like the, you know, the stars on the Hollywood walk of fame. And 5/8 just got theirs.
Yeah, it's a guitar pick in the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it says 5/8.
Yeah,
so
from the
we're
city.
In that sidewalk forever.
5/8 is on the next episode of the Peach Jam Podcast. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. If you want to recommend an artist to be on the show, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Mark Davenport is our associate producer. Recording, mixing, and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Special thanks to the team at Sounds Good. Find us on Instagram at Peach Jam Podcast and look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.